Hundreds of police officers from around the country are meeting in Boston this week to share ideas about dealing with the opioid epidemic. The meeting, organized by the Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative, or PARI, wraps up this afternoon. 72 Massachusetts police departments are members of PARI, which means they help drug users get addiction treatment rather than arrest them. Among the law enforcement officials we met at the PARI summit yesterday was Arlington Police Chief Frederick Ryan. He says he's surprised at how quickly police practices are changing.
It's been a sea change from arrest and incarceration to treatment and prevention like any other chronic illness like diabetes or heart disease. These are the leaders around America that have taken that risk in their jurisdictions to get out of their comfort zone as, you know, arrest and incarcerate, to partnering with public health to do the right thing.
And do you think, I mean, I still hear from folks that, you know, in some instances, there has not really been a sea change, that there is still a lot of arresting going on for minor drug crimes. And some folks argue that law enforcement can actually be the stick that sort of gets people into treatment.
If we don't start looking at this thing in a more sophisticated and smart way about addressing addiction in the community, we're going to continue to be frustrated with the failed results of arresting incarceration. You know, being tough on crime is easy. You criminalize everything, you arrest people, and you warehouse them. Being smart on crime and being smart on addiction is difficult work, and it requires a high level of sophistication to address addiction in a more sophisticated manner.
What are you doing specifically in Arlington? One thing that, if you could mention it, that you think is really making a dent or really highlights this point that you're making about moving away from arresting and incarcerating.
Right. We stopped waiting for the 911 line to ring and the bodies to turn up. And we've employed the use of an embedded social worker embedded into the police department who's engaged in outreach work to members of the known population of people in our community who are suffering from a substance disorder. Rather than wait for them to overdose, we're meeting them where they're at, getting them equipped with Narcan, and working with their families on a long-term intervention plan. And that's labor-intensive, time-consuming, difficult work. But it's not reactive. It's not waiting for 911 to ring and waiting for them to be in a medical overdose.
Do you know if it's made a dent?
Well, yes. In 15 into 16, we were experiencing about one fatal overdose a month. I'm happy to report in calendar 17, we've had zero fatal overdoses in our jurisdiction. And it's not just the police department. It's our public health partners. It's the community. It's our faith organizations. It's a community as a whole to support people suffering from substance disorder and not dehumanize them.
Do you think we should legalize drugs or have safe injection sites? Would that help?
Well, listen, we allow unsafe injection sites through the Good Samaritan law, right? Folks that are using and somebody experiences an overdose, they're immune from prosecution if they call 911. That's a very unsafe, unclean, unhealthy environment. I think we should consider safe, clean, more sophisticated sites where if people are going to use and get services, it's something that we should be seriously considering.
Really? Yeah, some might find that surprising.
I think it's a conversation we need to have. I don't know whether I've arrived at a decision, but certainly something worth discussing.
Frederick Ryan is Chief of Police in Arlington. The Police Assisted Addiction Recovery Initiative Summit continues at the Boston University School of Medicine today.